Lois. Apparently, my level 6 completion scores were something to marvel at. In fact, they were so impressive that a tall, fat man came to the house to congratulate me. I knew who he was before he squatted down in front of me and asked if I did. Like that question wasn't a complete giveaway. "You are Mathril," I said, "the president of our organization, just like your father, and his father, and one day, your son." The fat man's smile wavered at the mention of the boy, but not for long. He ran his hand over his light brown, almost red beard, and his abnormally large grin returned.
"That is correct, and I am here today because I have a proposition for you. Do you know what that word means?"
"Yes." I sighed as if it were obvious. "I just scored a 1,542 on my 6th level completion exams. I know what most words mean." The man nodded.
"That's a very high score. Higher than mine, even."
I chuckled a bit. "I know. It is the highest score in recorded leadership history. My mother says I have a real gift and it should be acknowledged."
"Which brings me back to my proposal."
He looked up to my mother briefly before his gaze returned to me.
"I want to make you my personal student. I want to give you the opportunity to learn directly from me."
I could just hear my mother's excitement building.
"My God, really?"
She laughed.
"Of course, yes!"
She leaned down behind me and grabbed my shoulders.
"We are honored that you would make her your pupil."
The man smiled and nodded at my parents.
"Well, Lois?"
He held his hand out to me.
"What do you think?"
I looked down at the man's chubby, thick fingers and thought for a moment. It would be an honor to be learning directly from our president. I could pick his brain on any detail. But I was suspicious. "Mr. Mathril."
"Mathril is fine."
I pursed my lips. "Sir, I have to wonder. If you have a son who will one day be your heir, why are you taking the time to train me? Wouldn't he deserve that privilege?" He shook his head mockingly.
"No one deserves anything."
"But wouldn't he be the first to get that chance?"
"No."
He was growing tired of this line of questioning. But I wasn't. "Why?" I continued.
"Because he..."
"Because what?"
"Young lady."
He was irritated with me. I could feel my mother's nails digging into my shoulders. I had pushed too far. His smile had fled, and his eyes were piercing into me.
"You are an intelligent and talented girl, but be sure to check yourself in the presence of authority."
I was taken aback. No one had spoken out to me before. No one had needed to. I was mortified at the thought of disrespecting my teacher. "Yes, sir," I said, nodding. "But what about your son?" The fat man glowered down at me.
"What about him?"